Eric Carr, your head coach at Theodore Bobcats, getting set to take on Saraland tomorrow. Coach, speaking of defense, I know it. Will James, your cornerback, broke his collarbone earlier in the year. How's his progress?
Will's doing fine. Will's fine. He's more like playing ball. He's having a good week, and look at him, was good for him.
Excellent. And boy, what a huge backfield, coach, what Braden Jenkins has brought to you as a senior running back. He has been such a big part of this team.
Well, Braden's really stepped up. You know, Braden sat behind Kirsten, and Kirsten was a three-year starter for us, and Braden was he bided his time, and he stayed there and stuck with it, done the things he's supposed to do, and now it's his time, and of course he's showing up, and you know, he's having a phenomenal year. He's got great vision. He put his foot in the ground and get vertical. He does some really good things for us. He's good in pass protection. So, again, it goes back to Bray waited his turn, and now he's taking advantage of it.
Coach, it seems like you guys have really been a second-half team sometimes. I know that for your nerves, it's probably got to be wears on them a little bit, but I've heard some coaches say almost the exact same thing. When Theodore wants to, man, they can come out and just impose their will on people and just knock you right in the mouth, pick you up, and then come right back out and do it again. What is it with that mentality of that team that just they don't seem like they get rattled if you get behind or if things aren't going your way?
I promise you this, that's not planned. I promise you. That puts a lot of gray hair in my head. You know, our kids, they don't, you know, I'll say this, is nobody panics. No matter what happens, we just kind of go in there and identify the changes we need to make and then just kind of go back to the grindstone. Go play one play at a time. And that's been our key to success, is getting our kids to buy in and understand what we're trying to do. And don't give up on that. Just trust the process and trust going in there and laying it out every play.
All right, so don't forget, WNSP, Coach, we're looking forward to doing the game tomorrow night with Dave Schultz and Brian Jannar in the press box, Michael Holland or Natalie Williamson on the sidelines. Coach, are the tickets okay? How's the crowd looking tomorrow night?
I'll be honest with you guys, I don't know. I know this, we were somewhere around 4,500 today. It'll be a really, really good crowd. So people better get there early, I'll be honest with you.
I agree. Get there early.
Save me a parking spot, Coach, right by you.
Coach, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow night.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Okay. All right. Eric Collier,